Hello.
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 We are here. Oh, we got music on. I'm going to stop that. Only one song
no
per
music
night
on this episode. Just put a stop to any music.
Yeah, and if you hear it, what mic are you, Jack?
I'm 3, I think.
Yeah, you are. All right. Welcome back to... You take it.
I wish you could see this.
Yeah. Episode 2 of season 2. It's currently 12:03, and we're in the studio counting down the seconds.
For?
Until?
Until 40. We die.
Wow.
Which is so soon.
Yeah, we're going to play some life-threatening music tonight.
If you like it too much, you're going to die. So, you were listening to I Wish You Could See This on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What gives you the right
to say that?
No, for the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I've been wondering that. What? Who do you think you are?
What do you think this whole thing
is? Are you kidding
me?
You think you can just waltz in here?
You think
you know, I just realized something, Jack.
Yeah.
I think I have. They left a different profile on. So we don't hear you as well as we should.
That's okay. I'm shouting.
You are shouting. But here we go.
I'm loud. It's fine.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Well, no.
I can hear him in my head now.
Why
off
not?
Channel to load
your echo is
source.
Nice.
Got it.
It's like a Star Trek episode.
He's okay, like, now you're on.
It's like, yeah, there it is.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Holy shit.
I had you blasted.
You had me blasted.
I had you blasted for a second, but then I caught myself. Anyway, yeah. What gives you the right? Who do you think you are?
What gives you the right to play a song over this argument, listener?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
think? What do you think this whole thing is?
That's nothing.
Yeah.
You think that's music?
That wasn't real. That was all in your head.
You imagined that.
You imagined that.
Little man. I bet you'll imagine this one too. Yeah, you don't know.
Okay. Do you think you're playing one song and mean another?
And exactly.
Yeah. That's the Mixolydian slip.
The Dorian slip.
The Dorian slip.
Yeah. This is all in your head.
Uh-huh. And it's not even good. That's the worst part.
Hey, that's what's
your
really
brain
sad.
Isn't even coming up with a good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I feel bad for you.
It's Valentine's Day.
And you know what that means? Hallmark wins again.
Damn it. They told me this year a Hallmark representative came to my house.
I could have sworn we'd sell more Arbor Day tree cards than Valentine's cards. That bet we have with Hallmark.
I know. The fact that they let us two random people strike a bet with the giant corporation is remarkable to me.
Yeah. And that's why I'm mad about this.
Uh-huh.
About Valentine's Day. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was fine. The night was good because I got dinner at Flatbread.
Most nights you don't get dinner.
No, I know. I got dinner. My master gave me dinner tonight. That was good.
Your master gave you dinner?
Uh-huh. As, you know, never mind.
Is that what you call your girlfriend?
No.
Oh, man.
We got it at Flatbread. We went bowling.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we played and we ate pizza. It was so fun. She won by 2 points.
How rude of her.
Two easy points, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just, you know, you get a spade and she gets a strike.
Exactly.
One time and that's the difference.
Uh-huh. She gets a four and I get a goal.
I get less.
The worst part is when I lost, I made a big deal about it. I mean, I was yelling. Mm-hmm. I was really upset.
It's kind of what you're supposed to do in bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I embarrassed us. Oh, you know what's funny? There was a
You know,
team.
Now that we've been talking about that thing for a while, you know what's actually funny?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's pivot to something that's really funny.
Yeah.
There was a group of sort of like older people next to us in like the lane next to us. Like listening, not listening.
Trying to listen.
No, they were playing like, there was like a team. Like there were like 14 of them. Huge group. They were all like wearing matching vests and they had brought like other snacks, like different cookies and like little Tupperwares, and they were like keeping score and they brought little Clementines for each other. Yeah, weird. And I think they wrote little notes and tied them to the Clementines.
Do you think?
Valentines.
Yeah.
Clementines?
Do you think they were swinging?
Swinging from what?
You know, like, when, like, married couples.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because
it's Valentine's Day.
You're right.
And a bowling team.
You're right.
Yeah. And you and Olivia in your two-person party were swinging.
Yeah, I know.
With the other partner.
I know. And it was sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said the night was fun. The night was fun just because of the old people.
The old people. Oh, she took they asked her to take a picture of them, and I have a very funny video that starts on her and pans over to this group of like 20 people all nice. Like posing. So that's good. I wish you could see that.
Let's describe more gifts that we saw. Our listeners will love that.
Yeah, gifts are so fun. And then they go again and that's so fun.
Yeah. And over like an audio platform.
So good.
You know, because the sound is what really makes a gif.
An audio medium, you know, visual media is so well. It translates so well.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to a movie?
It's terrible.
Yeah, and that's why it translates so well.
Yeah, I know. Well means bad, right?
Yeah. Well, when you fall down a well, it's good. Well. You have to think of the opposite of that.
Got it.
All right, maybe a song.
Yeah, I'm feeling a song. But first, before we go, let's ask Will. Will, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't here last
week. Why? And be creative.
Why? Oh, man. Well... You know, it all starts with my grandparents.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they were such lovely people.
Yeah.
And who do you love more than your own dear old grandparents?
My parents.
Uh-huh. So, well, and my young grandparents.
Okay, well, you guys are the exceptions.
Right.
But I met through these grandparents, this lovely group of old people.
Oh.
And last weekend they said, hey, Will, you're such a good kid. Why don't you come bowling with us?
Oh my God, those are the people from before.
Before?
Before the story.
From after. The story before, after this story.
Yeah, in time it was after, but before in terms of when we talked
about
it.
That's that dinosaur movie?
Yeah, it makes sense if you were from the fourth dimension.
Cool.
After and before them. We talked about it, too.
Sick.
With a star leaf.
No, tree star.
The second time I've done that to Will.
Yeah, the first time it was unintentional.
I think that time it was kind of unintentional, too. I remember the leaf. I don't remember
the second time I made that mistake in front of Will. Yeah.
I remember you telling Jack that he was wrong the first time. And I don't remember what the answer was.
Right, because that happens so frequently, everyone just sticks at your head.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I guess we could do a song. Fine. Should we take a request? Oh, let's check the listener count.
What do you guys want to hear?
Shattered Dreams by Earl Sweatshirt.
The listeners, what are they?
That's what they said.
That's what they
I'm
said.
I'm a medium. Yeah. Oh, they're a large and I'm a small.
He's the website medium.
Yeah.
They're large. That's good. That's better than mine.
I don't know. They were both. Yeah. Maybe we should play that song.
What did you say it was called?
Shattered Dreams by Earl Sweatshirt.
Shattered Dreams.
Shattered
Dreams by Earl Sweatshirt playing literally right now. Literally right now. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Here it is. Goodbye.
These are free smoking niggas needed. Mask on, we trick or treating. Back off, stand off, it's anemic. Yeah, my nigga itch, told him it's a feeling. Glass off, buckshot into my ceiling. Why ain't nobody tell me I was bleeding? Please, nobody pinch me out this dream. I said peace to my dirty water drinkers. Nobody try and get it clean. Why ain't nobody tell me I was sinking? Ain't nobody tell me I could leave. Yeah, we went again, seething within. Seen teeth on the floor, leaking again. We hold the door, we build the bridge. We hold the court, send a cease and desist to your thieves, nigga. Please do a board, I could feel when you're forcing it. Still in the board rhythm, boy, I take the torches and go and get some decent decor. Is you gon' rip it, or will you jump? Get some more ribbons for the born winners from the jump. Niggas don't listen to their whole mission was a bust. No sitter, but it's crunch time, shooting in the clutch. The midsummer sunshine found me on my ones, face dripping, huh? Hate swimming through your bloodlines. Motherfucking judge, same going to the one time. Yeah, come and take a stroll in the mud. Dip a toe when it hurt, a hammer like a grudge. When you're holding it close, we was on the cusp. There was holes in the boat, we ain't make a fuss.
Imprecise words.
Yeah, see, get it, cause we mean it. These are free smoking niggas need it. Mask on, we trick or treating. Back off, stand off, it's anemic. Yeah, my nigga itch, told him it's a feeling. Glass off, buckshot into my ceiling. Why ain't nobody tell me I was bleeding? Please, nobody pinch me out this dream.
someone hear me? Jack.
Not sure what happened there. It was a nightmare. We don't know how to use the phones, but we figured it out. So if you call again, we'll get you this time. But last time, that was a train wreck. We got a new boy with us in the studio. Introduce yourself, my friend.
My name is Steve Jobs.
Wow.
Any relation?
No.
No, to anyone?
Nope. Oh, no yeah. Relations in my life.
You just grew out of the ground.
Yep. They're all dead.
So, wow, how exciting.
Thanks for having me. My name is Greg also.
Oh, nice to see you,
Steve
Greg.
Greg Jobs.
Yeah, well, that's my nickname.
Oh, now we're getting the call for real. Let's give it a shot.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I'm going to try this. Ready? Okay.
Right now.
Hello, can you hear us?
There's no music playing, so it's dead air, right?
No, they can hear us talking.
Oh, cool.
Hello. All right, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, who is this?
Nice.
This is Eli.
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 Good to hear your voice again.
It's good to be heard.
Are you listening to us right now?
Yeah, but the broadcast is a little behind, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, you're not on the air yet. I think we're just screening you.
I think he is.
Well, I have to press this button for you to be on the air.
Okay, wait. You guys got questions for me? Or should I ask some questions?
You should have questions.
We each have questions for each other. Hello? Hung up on him. All right. I think that was it. We're having trouble with the preview function. I can't figure it out. Tell them to call back.
They're listening. They can hear us.
Oh, yeah. You should call back because I hung up on you. But this time I'm going to...
You hung up on them.
I hung up on you. Yes.
Oh, and there it goes.
And there it goes. Well, we got it for a second.
It's like a dance party in here.
That's the wrong, yeah.
People call.
Yeah, right. The lights flash.
Oh, God, really?
The FCC is going to be so disappointed in us.
Yeah. Not even... You didn't do anything wrong. You just...
I'm just...
Bad episode of radio.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I didn't bring any rules. Yeah, hey, call back. Anyone who needs to call, call.
Anybody call.
Seriously. That's the one thing. We'll give you advice. Honestly, Eli, I have questions for you. What are they? Yeah, I don't know. You should call.
Right.
Okay, Greg, how was your Valentine's Day?
It was good.
It was pretty good. I went by myself to this bar, and it was really, it was sad.
Were other people there alone?
So it was really good.
No, everybody was on a date. Everybody and their sister were on a date together. Wow.
Hey, hold that thought. We're doing it for real, boys. Here we go. Ready?
Nice.
For real friends. All right. All right, now can you hear us?
I don't think we're... Is anything on the air?
I can hear you the whole time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Now we can hear you, and I believe you're on the air, so say hello to the world.
So how's it going?
It's going pretty good. You have questions for us, I've heard?
What was that last song you played?
It was an Earl Sweatshirt
Earl
song.
Sweatshirt called Red Water.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the album. It's supposed to be good, yeah?
Yeah, it's really good.
It is pretty good.
Really like Earl.
Yeah, I gotta listen to it.
I've been listening to it a lot recently.
Oh, yeah, do you have any song requests?
Dude, I want to give you... Listen to Desensitized by Bobby Raps.
Say it one more time. Desensitized?
Boys, make me proud, all right?
All right.
Yeah, cool. Sounds
good.
Oh,
I see it. We're going to go do that.
Okay.
All right,
Hail Hydra.
All right, Hail Hydra. Good to hear from you. Good night.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll get that up next. Desensitized by someone.
What was that last
Bobby
thing he
Raps.
Said? Blah, blah.
He said Hail Hydra.
No, but then after that.
From the Marvel movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He said blah, blah.
Oh, blah, blah.
What That's that SpongeBob quote, right?
Yeah.
When the characters move.
Uh-huh. That's a formal FCC regulation thing, actually. When you hang up the phone on the air.
Yeah.
Go, bup, 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 bup,
bup, bup, queen.
Okay, so you're in a bar alone. Actually, something really funny happened to me. I was walking down the street with a rose, because I got Olivia a rose.
Yeah, where did all these people find roses?
I know. Well, there's a flower shop in Davis Square. Little shout out to the flower shop whose name I don't know.
I like it. It's called Wellness.
Well, yeah, but what's their address?
No, it's not that one.
Oh, not that one?
The one across from Dave's?
Yeah.
That's the one I'm talking about.
No, but it's not that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
Across from Dave's in the other direction.
Through Dave's in the back.
Yeah.
And I was walking, and then I was walking past this couple, and the woman in the couple looks at my rose, and she goes to her like boyfriend or husband or whatever, "You didn't get me a rose." And then he was like, got all defensive and weird. And then I kept walking, and I felt really bad.
Yeah.
Do you think they broke up because of
it? I don't know. I'd like to imagine.
One time I was on a double date with my girlfriend and my best friend and his girlfriend, and this person came, and the girlfriends were best friends. That's mildly true. And this person came into the restaurant selling roses. It was Valentine's Day. Or maybe it wasn't. And he was selling roses, and he bought his girlfriend a rose. And I it was like $7 or something, and the lady offered it to me, and I was like, "Oh no, we don't." And I looked at my girlfriend, and I was like, "We don't need that." And she like smiled, and the lady left, and she was so mad at me, she didn't talk to me for the rest of the night.
Wow. The rest of Valentine's.
The rest of my life.
You guys got married, and then. You just still never spoke.
Just never spoke.
Yeah, right. No, you loved each other. She just didn't talk.
Yeah.
Like, she loved me a lot. She just wouldn't say a word.
Right, she got over it.
Yeah.
The rose would have cured her speaking curse.
Yeah, right. But no.
No.
But alas.
So everybody had a rose today.
I know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I walked into the flower shop, and I thought it was... I didn't get it.
Everybody, you didn't get the flower?
No, I didn't get with the joke you made. Yeah, but that's okay. Fine.
Like everybody had rice today.
Oh, arroz.
Yeah.
Caleb took Latin.
Caleb took Latin.
No, I didn't. No,
but
I didn't.
That's a romance language. Shouldn't you be able to understand Spanish too?
No, because I didn't do well in it.
Wait, but does that mean you did good?
Mm-hmm.
Because well means bad.
I'm really sorry to say.
Anyway, I was going to say, I walked into the flower shop, and there was a line of desperate guys.
Yeah,
sure. Just the single rose.
How did you feel in that line? Like, walk me through your experience to the front of that line.
When I was walking up to the door, and there were three other guys coming from... One was coming from... Like, I was coming down the sidewalk.
Right.
The other one was coming from the sidewalk the other way, and someone was coming from across the street. So it was sort of like a three-way. From Dave's, right? And so it was like a weird, like, oh, this is really the place to be right now. Walk in, you know, ring, ring, ring.
Did anybody say that?
No, but I was, like, nervous. So
like
I made
you get your tux for prom.
Oh, yeah. All your friends are there. Uh-oh.
Like, people you don't like.
Your friend's mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Oh, I didn't know you had a mom.
That's gross for some
reason.
Right,
I know. Like, if there's a kid in your grade who's, like, mean, and you see his mom.
Yeah.
And she's, like, a nice woman.
And she loves him.
Right.
What?
I know. No, that's not allowed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, big whoop. Go ahead.
Anyway, I walk in. Ring, ring, ring. And I felt bad. I felt like sort of I did bad. This was like my punishment was to wait in this line with the other guys.
I'm sorry, you had to ring, ring, ring like the bell for service?
No, the door had a bell on it.
Oh, so you each three of you walked in differently. No. Nobody held the door open.
So there were nine dings.
Rings for
there were nine dings.
Nine dings for their three rings.
Oh,
three rings.
Wow.
Three, yeah.
Amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt bad. So
yeah. How much was the rose?
It was $7.90 something.
A gentleman never tells.
Damn.
For one flower?
Yeah. It's one rose, not a flower.
You could get a whole Chipotle bowl.
That's true. Honestly, probably would be more meaningful.
How would Olivia feel about a whole cold Chipotle bowl during
That's
your other
fun
dinner?
Sentence. Yeah. A whole cold Chipotle bowl.
Call sense. Me Raphael Ben Waksberg. Creator of BoJack Horseman. Right.
I was like, where do I know that?
Probably BoJack.
Raphael Bob Waksberg.
I think that's right.
Which is crazy that part of his last name or his middle name is just Bob.
If I'm not mistaken.
You might as well get rid of that.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And his name is a little different.
What?
Is that actually?
It's Bob. Yeah, it's Waksberg.
Raphael Bob Waksberg.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I thought so.
And that's your uncle, right, Greg?
Yeah, right. Well, not anymore.
Oh, what happened?
He got a divorce from the family.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
blood money.
How do you feel about him?
I'm indifferent. I like the show, but you know, he really hurt my aunt. on the subject of roses, they probably way upcharged you on that one, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm definitely.
You got
they
the
should.
Way up charge.
Yeah, they way up.
They way up
me.
Charged you all the way up. No, but it's interesting because
they should have. Like, I deserved that. I was late
on Valentine's Day. There's like this crazy surge, as you could imagine, for roses. And roses don't grow in like
no.
And that's why you don't need them at dinner.
Yes,
because
that's
just...
why I didn't want to contribute to the rose hoarding economy on Valentine's Day. It screws up the whole. Floral cycle.
What I'm hearing is you're
no,
brave.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about? It gives people jobs. It creates jobs.
It creates jobs for
bees.
A month before Valentine's Day. And then those jobs, then they're out of a job.
Greg, I got this one. It takes a month for every world bee to die. And if we can stop selling roses for long enough, we can get the last of them now.
What's a world bee?
Any world's bee.
What's a world bee?
It's like the Olympics.
What
for
do you
spelling.
Mean?
Yeah. You've been invited to the world bee.
Well, as I said, there's hundreds of them left.
Yeah.
So we got to get rid of some of those world bees.
You're right. There's too many of them.
Absolutely tens of them.
Tens of world's bees.
Song time?
That's your song.
That's oh, it was good.
I think we'll put Eli's request on hold for a second.
Oh, it's the only thing he wanted.
Yeah. Sorry, Eli.
Up on.
He's also been on hold this whole time.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have hung up on us, okay?
Yeah.
And now I think we'll play something kind of relevant.
The song about poop?
It's called Roses.
Now even though you need a gear and crash, crash, crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank your shit don't stink, but lean a little bit closer, see roses really smell like boo boo boo. She was hardly acting naughty. I said, shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like a prostitute pausing. Oh, so you're one of them freaks. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peaked. Dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this bitch is lost. Mistake me for a geek. Quick way to eat. Deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week. Trick for retreat. No, go on the raw sex. My ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't want to get involved with all them lawyers and judges. Just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see you support, bro. And I support you.
And I froze. This the life I woke up in, not the life that I chose. I see through the fake and I pray that it get exposed. I just come to 40, I pray that they keep it cold. Lay up in the cut and post up all you do the most. What's my value? Pull up so high, it's a vertigo. Get high from these stars, they follow everywhere I go. Put them on my neck, I can't talk to them anymore. And I like getting money with Jews. Yeah. I just spent a band on some shoes. The streets taught me what not to do. 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 They pulled down the window, dumped at us, and then I froze. This the life I woke up in, not the life that I chose. I see through the fake and I pray that it get exposed. I just copped a 40, I pray that they keep it cold. Pop a pill and get immortalized. Thought process override. Purified my poison mind. One phone call and it changed my life. Nullified and I'm nullified. Nullified and I'm nullified. Put my role like a game of dice. To the risk and then I pay the price.
Intensified, had no choice but to desensitize, desensitize. Hard for me to sympathize, sympathize. Had no choice but to desensitize, desensitize.
I fell in love with a heifer. Off the same pills and he legend, no joking. I'm popping shit like it's some ibuprofen.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We're done with that other stuff, and we're here again.
We're done.
This is our last show.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Sorry guys. And you big fans, you 9 computers and 3 friends.
Yeah. We told everyone, we said to ourselves, when it stopped being fun, we'd stop.
Right. We'd stop. And like then every frame of painting.
Oh yeah, he said that. I hated that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you don't do it for you, man. You do it for us. We're the subscribers. We create demand.
Yeah, you're a millionaire because of us.
Yeah.
Right, does he have a lot of money?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I don't think so. Oh. Right?
He made a lot of good videos.
But like, how many?
Maybe he's editing bigger things now.
That's true. Features.
Tony Zoo.
Is that
his name?
Yeah.
I liked those videos.
They were great videos.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
They were great
videos. Tony Zoo would be great. You could see all the different types of Tony.
Yeah.
You got this one from 1998.
You got this one from New York.
Like, let me out. Yeah. I'm so hungry.
Oh, and I'm Tony.
I was thinking the statues. Here.
Oh,
the awards, but was, yeah, that's
person.
That's
Anthony's.
Absolutely what I was thinking.
Yeah, you got Tony Danza over here,
yeah. And you got your classic New York Tony.
New York Tony, hey,
hey, it's me.
They
New York Tony,
great. New York Tony. What
special exhibit, Tony the Tiger?
But we treat him worse because he's an animal.
Yeah, right. He's such an animal. He's this like guy, a, when he gets, you know, when he gets
starts
partying
chugging beers, he's an animal.
He's great though.
You mean water?
Yeah. No, I meant Buggin' Cheers. The cast of Cheers. He's always harassing them.
When he starts bugging Cheers?
When he starts bugging Cheers, he's an animal out of there.
Seriously.
Carnivore.
I think if anyone from the FCC heard that, they would love that
they
recovery.
Would just leave everything. The room.
They would cry blood laughing.
Yeah. Oh my, can we talk about the blood drive?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you. I want to talk about the, that's that Ryan Gosling movie.
The blood drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Place Beyond the Blood Drive.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Me neither.
Two Ryan Gosling movies.
Which ones?
Drive.
Got it.
Oh.
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Got it. See, I don't know either of those movies.
Right. I only ever saw the trailers of both.
Interesting. That counts as one full movie.
Ryan Gosling.
One Ryan Gosling.
Two Ryan Gosling trailers for one Ryan
Gosling. It sounds like a Ryan Gosling is like a smaller version of a different celebrity. Like Ryan Gosling. Oh,
okay.
I did love La La Land.
Because a Gosling is a little goose.
Loved La La Land. Just loved it.
The diversity.
The truth.
Awesome, Jake.
Like the truth about where jazz came from.
Right.
It's like when your parents gave you the sex talk about where babies come from, except with jazz. I didn't ever know where jazz came from. Now I know.
True.
It's from Ryan Gosling.
Right.
In California.
And Emma Stone dances.
I know. And that's sad. They actually, it's all improvised.
Oh, the whole movie.
Yeah, the whole
That movie. Would be interesting. Especially that last scene.
What happens in the end?
It's like that whole dance number thing.
Oh.
It honestly feels like it could be, though. Like, at least the talking scenes. I really thought the writing was poor.
Yeah.
I agree.
It could have been improvised.
And the lighting, too. The writing and the lighting. I thought the lighting.
And the fighting.
Yeah.
There was just not enough of it.
Agree.
And the biting.
I know.
Too sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a stall.
I can't think of anything else.
It was weird when he got knighted.
Oh yeah, the knighting.
The knighting was a weird part.
I thought it was the knightening.
The lightning you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, when the lightning thief.
Yes.
Terrible book.
Percy Jackson.
Yeah. He's a musical now. I heard.
I know.
I saw an ad in the Tufts Daily.
Huh.
Wow.
An ad?
Why are they advertising in the Tufts Daily? Why
actually, it may have been a review.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Honestly, what's the difference nowadays?
Yo, my man, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, you know,
corporate interest buying the
Can I just take it? How much? We got 20 minutes left. All right,
let me just take the 20 off the top.
Screw the music.
I would love to see a waveform of this radio show. It would be like incredible highs and low lows.
The lows for the listener when they play music because they can't hear us talk.
Mm-hmm.
And highs is that small piece of time in between music and talking.
Just when we, just that silence.
Yeah.
That blissful escape.
Yeah. I can think about myself again.
I can think about how I'm me. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
You ever think, it's kind of interesting. You'll never... This is a weird thought I've had sometimes. You're sitting next to someone on the bus or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're so close to them, or like on the subway, and you're all essentially experiencing the same thing because the subway car is rocking and everyone's moving the same way.
Yeah.
And you're literally inches from this person's brain in their whole life. And I just sometimes think I could be them so easily. You know what I mean? Like any happenstance or turn of fate, and I would have been like a foot over. Do you ever? You know what I'm talking about, Greg?
Yeah, no, I do. Well, one thing is, I was on the subway today, and it started rocking, like, a surprising amount. Like, I didn't think...
Really?
I was kind of concerned with how much it was teetering, and then I felt connected to the other people on the subway.
Were there any sounds?
Yeah.
Like, screechy?
No, there was no sounds.
It was absolutely silent.
Vacuum.
No, but the other thing that's interesting, and this is a good one for a good thought for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Actually, kind of depressing, but when you're... You know, when you...
Sorry.
Come on. When you're engaged with, if you have somebody that you love in your life, and
sorry,
and you want to get close, what?
Sorry, nothing. Just yawning really quick.
Saying.
What are you saying?
You're saying for you to continue. Continue.
Okay, I will. So, when you like are in love with somebody and you want to get even closer to them, and like you're thinking to yourself like, how do I get even closer? How do I know you?
Right.
This happens, I think, actually at the beginning of the movie Her.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There's like he has a monologue where he's like, how do I know you? How do I get in your mind?
That's nice.
And it is interesting that you can never be that close to somebody.
Mm.
They might be deceiving you or
there's
something.
There's always like a wall, no matter what. Like, yeah, literally, you could be married for 50 years and
you could put your head right up next to their head and you still that's can't what I'm get saying. On the other side of it.
I know.
That was in a sketch Darren and I pitched that didn't get in.
What?
Putting
what
your it? Head right up against someone. Why? Saying, it was a game. We're doing the Olympics for this upcoming show. All you listeners, get excited.
Get psyched.
Get psyched because you're getting a sneak.
Hey, you guys performing tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
Let's do a little plug. Come to the Laughs of Love.
Very much better idea than what I was talking about.
Well, I want to know what this sketch is.
I also
about.
Do.
Genuinely, I didn't think it was interesting.
Okay, well, I told my story, and you guys didn't think that was interesting.
So. No, that was and a I bit. Talk all I actually time. Thought it was interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
Okay, good.
Her is a fascinating movie.
I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. First
you,
time I watched
you
it.
You flip-flop on it, right?
Yeah, so I every time I watch it, I have the opposite opinion. It's very weird. But, yeah, I didn't like it. The second time I watched it, I liked it. The third time, I didn't like it, which made me think, okay, it's a thought-provoking movie. Right. You know,
I've only seen it once, so maybe I should see it again and I'll like it.
I mean, it's worth it for, like, the effects. You know what I mean? A very cool world, very cool.
Totally.
You know? Very I could cool see it being remembered shirts. Just for that stuff.
Very cool shirts.
Like, as in cold.
Come again?
Cold shirts.
Cold shirts. The shirts don't have collars, which is part of the design of the whole thing. It's future, this futuristic.
This fuchsia, futuristic.
Yeah, right.
Shirt.
The whole it is fuchsia. If you remember the design, the environmental design is pretty fuchsia.
Right.
But anyway, I've always really liked the movie. I think I've watched it twice, and I liked it both times. Huh. So there.
I didn't like the ending the first time.
What did you not like about it?
I thought it was a little far-fetched. The ending of all the.
Spoilers.
Oh, Will hasn't seen it.
Oh. Can I just say...
Well, I said the perfect amount to be very interesting, I think, given the premise of the movie.
I'm very excited.
Can I just say the part with Alan Watts? What is going on there?
Which one's Alan Watts?
Alan Watts is the philosopher that she talks to.
Oh, yes.
When they're in like a cabin or something.
Yes.
And she's like, I was just talking to Alan Watts. And you're like, how does that fit into
what
the world?
What an amazing... like 11-minute sequence, that cabin part, where they go on like a vacation.
I barely remember it, to be honest. I barely remember
but
it.
But think about
asleep.
That
I must
just
have fallen asleep.
Just in a storytelling perspective, just that like 11 minutes, what happens.
Yeah,
you know,
I do. Yes, it's definitely a turning point.
Yeah, very, but interestingly, like not also, super explicitly,
you know. What I fell asleep during,
what
if you're listening, Mr. Wes Anderson, I'm sorry, Isle of Dogs.
Oh, really? When we saw it?
Yeah. Briefly. I think just briefly. I just don't remember. I don't recall.
I thought you fell asleep for the whole ending.
I don't recall the end. Like, I remember they got in the big room, and then something happened.
It wasn't my favorite movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't.
It was beautiful.
It looked great.
Yeah, but it just, like, I remember talking to Susan about that. Oh, we haven't talked about Susan on the show.
Yeah.
You're right.
Susan, if you're listening.
Hey there.
Please come home.
Cook us dinner again.
Oh, please. It was so good.
It was so
and
good.
Your husband, who I assume is also named Susan, so good.
Susan, too.
Susan,
Tuzin.
Tuzin crowd.
Tuzin by the dozen.
Do you remember Tuzin in the movie Aliens versus Monsters or whatever? Monsters versus Aliens?
Yeah, I've seen that thrice.
I love that movie.
Thrice.
I've seen that thrice.
Thrice.
Yeah.
How they call, he calls him Susan or something. There's some joke about Susan.
I think that, you know, that's the character's name.
Right.
The lead.
It's not a joke.
You said that really good movie and then couldn't remember the lead's name.
I've seen it three times.
That's more of an ensemble piece. I don't know how much of a lead she is.
Have you seen Cloudy
Seth Rogen as Bob, the jelly made out of potatoes.
Stephen Colbert as the president.
Yeah, that part.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
I knew we would get it to you.
Oh, Caleb at the end of the train.
You started early and I finished at the right time.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
Balloon Farm.
Oh.
That's really cool because there's a cow on the cover of Balloon Farm.
Yes, there is.
Is that an actual movie?
No, it's a book.
It's a cartoon. It's a picture book that I texted you guys about that I wanted to talk you guys to talk about on the radio show.
Oh, really?
Because
weirdly enough, yeah.
Balloon.
Yeah.
Really enough?
That's my favorite thing when you see someone across campus, like usually a guy yelling to another guy, yeah. Like they just made plans.
Yeah, right. You know? Right.
It's like, so I'll see you at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And they're like already walking different directions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, how guttural can you make it? Like,
God. Jesus, people have to listen to this.
I know.
People have, don't have a choice. To listen to this.
The country has to listen to this.
Yeah, guys, we only have 13 minutes left.
Oh
my God. Can we play a song?
Yeah.
Can we play
I don't think anybody wants to hear a song. I think they want to hear us talk.
I think I really want to show you guys a song.
I want to show a song.
What are you saying, Mr. Seal over there?
It's the Johnny Cash song. We were talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone knows Johnny Cash.
You don't know this song.
Okay, but do you know what this song is called? It's called Bone Collector.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty good. Hey, how about this? Inside Lady Hearts, there are magnets.
And outside, get this.
Get this.
Mirrors.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad those stickers are being made. Oh, and my that's God. All our listeners are going to hear about it.
Yeah. Guys, just so you know, I'm glad they're being made.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. All right. Keep your eyes peeled, but don't peel off any stickers.
Don't peel off the backs, but keep them peeled.
Nope.
Because these are going to be collectible one day, baby.
Johnny Cash song. It's a funny Johnny Cash song.
You want to do Bone Collectors, Will?
Yeah, dude. It's so cool.
Okay, can we play Johnny Cash after?
We can do both.
After?
We can do both. There's no laws. Play Bone Collector.
Johnny Cash after.
You'll get the idea after the first little bit.
There's no laws.
But it's really a good song.
I'm looking it up. Who's it by?
Julian Lage and Chris Eldridge.
I love Julian Lage.
I think I've heard of Chris Eldridge.
Julian Lage. If you like Julian Lage, look at Matt Quinton. I've been listening to him all day. Okay, and Caleb, I actually wanted to tell you about him because I was going to send you this song, but I thought it wasn't worth it. But there's this
song. Isn't costing money.
No, I know, but then you feel like you have to listen to it, and that doesn't feel great. And I should save it up for a good song.
So I shouldn't send you songs.
I'll listen to every song you send me. Greg.
Yeah. I don't. I have all the time in the world on my hands. I'm happy to listen to songs and I enjoy it. But I just feel like it's a burden on other people when I send my songs.
Never, I agree. Never. Always send me a song.
Send me every song.
I listen to Sticking to My Guns a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Good
I
like kid.
I listen to Greg's song that he sent me a lot.
I'm better now.
My Greg song you sent it to Caleb. That's mine.
All right, so this Matt Quinton song has that cool 5/4 thing that Ben Folds and Jack. We were talking about this too.
Oh yeah,
that Ben Folds does in.
Yeah.
I put that in the flute piece I'm writing for tomorrow. I put that in.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wait, for tomorrow? Is it?
It's due tomorrow. It's being performed later.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see it performed.
Sure.
But it is a 5/4.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's 5/4. Sort of. Yeah, the phrase has 5 notes.
I mean, yeah, it's not technically 5/4, but yeah.
Okay, so this song is 5 minutes, and the Johnny Cash one is 5 minutes, and that brings us to the end of our show.
Boo!
Is that
we
good?
We can save Johnny Cash.
Save it?
Yeah.
Okay. We can save this. Play Jack Wants to Hear Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Right now.
Here's how we do it. You guys, but we play a song Greg and I want to hear, and you guys feel bad.
Jack, would you rather hear Caleb talk?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, Jack, think about the alternative.
I think we can play 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's choose one of them. Let's play a minute and a half of each.
If you play that the first minute and a half of Bone Collector, you can play.
All right, sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Are you sure?
We also do need to do a PSA. Well, we don't really. Quick PSA.
Yeah, here. I'll speed read.
Speed read. Send it over to the speed reader.
Public ceviche announcement.
That was so slow.
You like that one? When I said I'm headed to Liam's ceviche.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what to do with the R.
Well, let the...
numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, that's 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks per day. Just some numbers to think about. Public service message, WMFO.
Yes, we are back.
Stay safe.
Okay. This is Bone Collector on 91.5 WMF.
Oh my god, it's Bone Collector!
it's Greg.
Hello.
Green Boys.
That was, oh my god, it was so beautiful. Was amazing cool. pick. I gotta save that song.
What was that? Shell for Bones?
Bone collector.
Bone collector.
It sounds like a Minecraft NPC.
Yeah.
What's an NPC?
You get me.
I don't know. I mean, if we're digging there, it sounds like something you'd like
really good at hand jobs.
I really can't think of words. But something you'd like build to farm skeletons.
Oh, I'm thinking of it as a person.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, for me, it feels like you're playing a game like Magic. You know that game?
Oh, like a card.
There's like one, and it's a card like the Bone Collector.
Like a crappy, five of them do something okay for you, and you've got extra mana.
Yeah, you draw five of those cards.
Yeah. I never played Magic, but maybe that worked.
Turn them sideways.
Yeah, you tap them.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Tap those. Yeah. I played like one game.
Can somebody tell me about Dungeons and Dragons? Are there any rules?
No. Well, no, okay, not really. That's not true.
There can be.
Too specifically Dungeons and Dragons, no. But like role, like you can, a lot of people use Dungeons and Dragons to just make their own role-playing games.
Yes. There are rules for Dungeons and Dragons.
There are books upon books upon books. My dad has a bunch of them.
Yeah. Aren't they
rules?
Like,
yeah.
Rules and also like starter quests.
Sure.
Books are not the rules.
Like,
they're
those
not
are
the
like
fiction
quests they're
like,
you can do
they're,
or whatever.
They're lore. No, they're regulations. They're like these spines. It says like version whatever. Like,
oh yeah. Well, they're not all for the same. They're all the new updates.
I mean, they're from like the 80s.
You guys should box.
But they
yeah,
them.
To find the answer to this.
It's like not all. You don't use all of them at the same time.
No. Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't mean one game of Dungeons and Dragons has books upon books. No.
Yeah.
Okay. He played a lot with his friends, so they had a bunch of different versions of. I don't know how it works.
But that sounds like everybody who's playing Dungeons and Dragons is like essentially playing a different made up game.
That's what it is. You have one person who writes a story, yeah. And it follows certain like, oh, like as a paladin, you start like this, but then you add to those stats
and it, like,
as
can
the
go
game
on for so long.
So how is this a really popular game if you have to make it up?
Because it's so
you
creative.
Get to be creative.
Are you kidding me? We
That's
would love
fun.
It, Greg. Yeah. You would love it.
We should, yeah. So much fun.
Are you
fun.
Crazy?
There's like podcasts about really yeah. good people playing it. The Adventure Zone.
Yeah.
That was
so
like the first
satisfying.
Big one.
Really? Why is it yeah. satisfying?
It's really because you, as a storyteller, you can be creative, and uh-huh. as the person who's being told, you can also be creative with how you solve the problem.
You can be. It's very funny. Some people do like non-violent games.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Sounds, yeah.
I mean, like, imagine if we played it; it would be so funny. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Everyone would want to listen to it. We should do a radio show.
Just
about
like
it.
If we had a radio show,
exactly.
Everyone.
I know.
Would
I've been saying it.
So
at least,
saying it.
At least 9 robots would listen.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, here's our next guys.
All right.
Okay. I guess why don't I say the thing that we have to say?
Yeah.
And we'll just play ourselves out on a song.
Yeah.
All right, Mo, this is I Wish You Could See This, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform,
Radio.
All right, I guess, do you want to hear the Johnny Cash song as long?
We'll play next week.
You have a short song?
Play Failsafe.
All right.
If you say 91.50
by William
FM,
Tyler.
WMFO, it's a palindrome.
Really?
Yeah. But you have to add the O onto the end of 91.5. But it still works.
It still works because 91. It's the same decimal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you have a very precise radio.
Did you take discrete?
How all did right. you know, you dog?
All right. Thanks for tuning in. And Greg, I'll hand it off to you as we say at the end of every show.
Steeping your cans are right.